We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bob, I'm going to be doing a read for Century 3 later. Century 3 Chevrolet, to be precise, and I'm contemplating whether to sing it, possibly with a guitar accompaniment. Would you rather hear me do that or simply do the read in good enthusiastic fashion? What should I do?
Well, I have a lot of respect for your ability to create a tune, and it would be different. You know, I mean, there are a lot of competitive car dealerships. Of course, I'm partial to number one Cochran, but I think if you make it different, you'll make a big splash, Ron, and I think maybe we should accompany, or at least you should, accompany him as background singer.
Now, Joe doesn't need any help. He likes to be solo and carry the show. He can do his singing himself.
They don't call it the Cook and Joe Show for nothing. You know, Ron insisted on him being the headline in the top billing, Bob. Did you know that inside story?
Well, I mean, it was, what was it, Cook and
demanded
Paulie,
too? It.
I mean, it was the same
demanded
thing.
It. Yep.
Well, he, you know what, though? This is a guy who is highly paid by the station, and I think he should have that opportunity to demand it.
I want to hear from
Sully. I heard he was very angry last night.
He was.
All right, let's do that. Let's hear from Sully after the game. He was, well, sullen wouldn't be the word. He was something beyond that. Let's hear from him.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for your time. The penalty kill's given up a goal in 15 of the 20 games you've played this year. Is there any one theme or one common thread that's led to some of the futility in that area this season?
It's a number of things. It's just not good enough. We got to be better.
Dave Molinari.
Thanks for speaking with us, Mike. Was there anything before the game that gave you a sense of the kind of first period that your team would have tonight?
No. No.
Dan Kangerski.
Hi, Mike. John Marino had mentioned they really do play hard, high in the zone, and attack. At some point, did the players maybe feel unprepared? Was there something that surprised you tonight?
No. Every team in the league plays in the top half of the offensive zone. With the way teams defend in this league and collapse coverage, the only way to spread them out is to play in the top half of the offensive zone. It's a common theme that that every team, more and more, that's the way the game is evolving. We do the same thing. We just didn't play there nearly enough tonight.
Mike DeFabo.
Mike, if you take a step back and look at the penalty kill, it did look like it was beginning to turn a corner. There were four games, you know, including two against the Washington Capitals, who have the best power play, when you guys were just allowed just one goal and 11 chances. But then obviously of late, there have been a couple. Which side do you feel like tells the accurate story there? Do you feel like you guys are starting to make improvements there, or do you feel like you've relapsed there?
We are what we are. You know, we're giving up too many goals there. It's not good enough.
Jim Colony.
Mike, what might the score have been had Casey not as played as well as he did?
Casey was good.
How was that?
I think a minute 56 seconds for the entire thing.
Casey was good. It's my favorite answer there. So Sully very displeased. He's got to be unhappy with what Mike Vellucci has brought to this penalty kill. I mean, these two assistant coaches were largely, I would think, brought in to fix special teams woes, you know, or at least in terms of the power play. Certainly, you got to be better than last year. Right? I don't know that it needed to be completely fixed, but it had to be better. And then the penalty kill's a disaster. What do you think of that little soliloquy by Sully, Ron?
Well, I was on it. I mean, I'm still afraid to ask a question, not because I'm afraid to ask a question. I'm just afraid of Zoom. But I listened to it, and it was almost humorous, as you said. He didn't find it very funny, but it almost was humorous, and good for him. You know, he's usually, you know, very steadfast and doesn't let things get him down too much, doesn't show a public side, a displeasure. I almost was glad to see it last night, Bob, because I thought it was very well deserved.
I agree, and I thought the same thing, because normally he's pretty good about answering questions in depth. You can tell, though, with the – and I've seen it before yesterday even, in certain games where they've won and, you know, had to fight back. You know, you can't talk about their lack of resilience, because they have it. They fight back at times and they get themselves in a position. But it's just the whole idea that he's getting annoyed with things, and finally it hit this point. And I think that's the kind of press conference that sends a little message if that's what's necessary. But he's not happy, and I don't think he was faking anything there, Joe.
No.
Me neither. I mean, the video that went with it, he was, you know, scratching his arms and just, like, squirming, and you could tell was – I mean, if we got Sully without him sort of editing himself, what he was thinking inside, thought bubbles, I can only imagine what he would have said last night. Here's another problem, by the way, with this team, is you're going to play this many games and some of your stars are aging here. You got to have a fourth line that can play more than 6 minutes and 57 seconds. 6 minutes mm-hmm. and 3 seconds for Sam Lafferty. They're about to play like 13 games in 22 days or something ridiculous like that, 13 and 23. And yesterday was a great example of your back-to-back with a 5 o'clock start, and you're playing your fourth line center for 6 minutes? And it's not like it was a special teams game. That's got to get fixed too, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Sully being that angry just because it was kind of funny and because it was warranted, I think. But he's also got to be part of the fix in terms of penalty kill, road power play, what are you going to do with a fourth line, all of that stuff. But big picture, I don't know if this was a horrible month. They started out with a loss to the Rangers on the 1st of February, which wasn't good. After that, they played the same two teams the entire month, and two pretty good teams in the Capitals and the Islanders. The Penguins went 6-4. They didn't gain any loser points. They gave up 3 loser points. I don't think that's a bad month against those two teams. I don't. Against the Capitals and the Islanders, they're 4-2 on the season against both. They've 8 points in the Capitals series. The Capitals have 7. They've 8 points in the Islanders series. The Islanders have 6. So that, to me, I look at that, and that's not bad, honestly. And I think the story of the rest of the season, Ron, is going to be if they can continue to sort of tread water against those teams, Flyers and Bruins, and then absolutely kill it against the Sabres and Devils. And they haven't played those teams yet. You know, we saw over the weekend other teams are making hay against those two teams, especially the Sabres. So I think big picture-wise, it's not a terrible situation. You?
No, not terrible, but I mean, you're right. They haven't played Buffalo yet. I mean, that seems to be the team that everybody gets well against, and that's a very good point. But I just don't think you can keep falling behind early in every single game like this and just keep coming back. I just don't think that's the way you're going to win a lot of games. No, I mean, the season's hardly over, and I mean, I'm not to that panic point by any stretch, but I just don't know that, Bob, that you can just keep falling behind and keep rallying and keep coming back. You know, falling behind says something, you know, coming from behind says something, but so does falling behind all the time.
Yeah, it really does, and, you know, The loser points hurt when you're taking on teams above you in the standings, but they don't really matter later. They have 16 games against the Devils and Sabres. Loser points won't matter in those situations because those teams aren't going to gain the way they're going. So just winning the games is more important. But in these games where they've allowed other teams to get a point when they win a game is you know, they've beaten the Islanders 4 times, and yet they only have a 2-point advantage over them. And that could come back to haunt you in 56 games. I also think of that second line, I realize Zucker got hurt, Joe and Ron, but they got to come up with something that works there because Malkin's numbers need to go up. They just continue to be head scratching for me. I can't see him on the ice with a kind of lack of production. Every time he's on, I expect him to do something, and I get disappointed, Joe.
Yeah, he had an uptick in February, but not by a ton, you know. But I wasn't complaining Saturday night when he shrugged off that defenseman like he was a horse.
But you need to see
Bob.
More of that consistently, though. You know, it's been
right,
so,
but that won the game.
About inconsistent.
Yeah, absolutely. And from Sid, too. More goals, more points, correct?
Mm-hmm. But specifically that line. Because I think Crosby's line at times has been productive in longer stretches than Malkin's line. My thing, Ron, is I just have bigger expectations for Malkin. That's it.
Well, I think we all do. I think he does. You know, I mean, he basically went – he was playing the Sid's line every other shift almost in the third period. Let's say, how about him even putting those guys, he and Rust, on the penalty kill? And wouldn't you know, the Islanders scored there anyway. He had Sid out there almost 10 minutes of the third period just looking to try to get something going. And, you know, that's great, but you can't just keep beating them into the ground either. They need to start getting something else, Joe, as you said, from that fourth line.
And the third line, I thought, has been very quiet. The bottom six, really, has been kind of quiet. Like when Aston Reese joined that third line, it looked like, all right, here we go. They're going to be really good, and they need more from those guys. All right, join Giant Eagle in supporting Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and other local food banks in the mission to end hunger. You can help by donating today at all Giant Eagle and Get-Go locations. You can also donate during your curbside order by typing Feeding America into the search bar. Details at 937thefan.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about Tiger Woods a little bit, get Pomp's perspective on that, and Steelers, of course. And I've got a bunch of mock drafts in front of me. Ron's favorite thing. We're going to talk about a lot of Steelers, where they're going to go, what they're going to do this offseason. It's all ahead on Cook and Joe and Pomp.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.